Blog Talk Radio.
You can make it.
You can make it.
Hold on.
just truly shall live by faith. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Blog Talk Radio with your host, Five Smooth Stones. That's Five Smooth Stones. I'm Brother Seth, and I just want to thank y'all for your time. I know I say that every single episode, but I really mean it, truly mean it. I value people's time. I know that you can be doing so many other things with your life, with your mind, with your emotions, but you chose to stop by and see what Five Smooth Stones is talking about tonight, and I appreciate that. I also appreciate the many followers. I say many because I if it's more than one, I'm happy, but I think I'm getting followers pretty fast for somebody that's been on for 3 months. I think it's somewhere around 100 people, and that is really excellent, seeing that, you know, some people don't just enjoy those numbers. But you know what? It's not about the numbers. It's about the amount of information we put into practice. And when we talk about who is being obedient to the voice of the Most High, then that's where we come up short. So it don't matter about the numbers. It just matters of who is living this thing, who is applying the principles that they're learning, be it on Blog Talk or at their local churches or just in their personal lives, their everyday walk with the Creator. That's what we're about at Five Smooth Stones. I mean, what else is there? Please tell me what else is there other than working on your relationship with the Most High. I mean, every day we're getting closer to the grave, for real. I mean, we've already started the decaying process. Yes, we want to have as much fun and joy and peace and happiness and prosperity and everything that comes with life. But in the end, we was made for one person and one person only, and that is the Most High. We was made for His glory. We was made to see and behold His glory and then to turn around and give Him glory. So that's what our lives is about. Seeing His glory, His power, His majesty, His beauty, and then turn around and thanking Him and worshiping Him and living a life that says thanks. And that's it. That's the experience of life. So hopefully your experience and my experience will be just what I just described, living and seeing the beauty of the Most High in people, in nature, and thoughts and smiles and even in some things. Things are so fragile, but there's things have is they can bring fun and excitement to us for a season. But we're made for Him, people. We are made for the Creator. So when the songs say the just shall live by faith, you better believe it. We will live by trust and faith and hope in this created being. Yes, we use the talents and the skills He's given us to go out and make a living and to, acquire this life. But all glory and honor is due Him. He is the one that made it all possible. I just don't understand how people can live in this thing called, or exist in this thing called life, and feel like they can do it without the Messiah, and make fun of people that do often talk about, the Creator, but I don't see how people can live without the Creator, okay? The Messiah came to show us just how to do it, just how to live this life, but it just really baffles my mind. I don't know what make people think that they are so smart that they can outwit the Creator. So, anyway, so much for that, but my mind happened to go there. I'm sure somebody might have needed that. But, anyway, again, welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio with your host, Five Smooth Stones. We're located at blogtalkradio.com/5_smooth_stones. That's 5 Smooth Stones. Don't forget the underscore. On our front page is a link to a Google library. Again, on our front page, if you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/5smoothstones, that's 5_smooth_stones, there's a link to my library. I'll keep referencing this library because most of the things we talk about can be found there, books on it, scholars, different religious authors, some non-religious authors, educators, political activists, just different types of authors in the library, at the library. So click on the library and check it out. Also, I want to remind everyone, when you're looking at these shows on Blog Talk Radio and you're really enjoying yourself, and just like this show is going to be tonight. Tonight we've got a very exciting show set up. Don't forget you can click on the little share button at the bottom and invite friends to listen to this later on. Don't forget that, folks, okay? But anyway, how are y'all tonight? Hopefully everybody's doing well tonight. I'm hoping that you had a prosperous day. And that you lifted up the Most High in everything you did, because truly, I'm telling you, there ain't nothing else going on, folks. It's nothing else going on this planet. If you're trying to live a life outside of that, you are growing retarded. And I do mean those exact words. Your growth is a retardation, and it's gonna create pain, like retardation does. You're gonna create pain because you're not growing properly. We are supposed to grow with the Creator. We was made to walk in the garden just like our father Adam did. He fell, and we can't afford another fall like that. We've got to walk in the sunset with the Creator daily. We've got to spend time talking to him, laughing with him. Yes, laughing with him. I'm not psycho. I mean, the Most High sometimes show you stuff about life that was just flat out funny, you know, how people try to circumvent his rules. And it is funny to watch the wicked sometimes, and it's even funny to watch the righteous sometimes. So anyway, tonight we have a very exciting show. I guess I'm not using another word other than exciting. I'll say exciting every single time, but it is exciting, you know, but I'm not thinking of another word to say other than exciting. I will say informative, because we have our brother Joseph Johnson again tonight, and you know, Joseph Johnson and I talk sometime off the air, and I don't always agree with this brother, because he is really has a lot of information, and sometimes it's overwhelming, and it'll probably be tonight for some of you overwhelming. But if you just would do me one favor, listen to the brother, just simply hear him out tonight and pray about whatever you hear. Ask the Most High about this brother, about what's being said, okay? And just remember, the truth is often stranger than fiction, number one. Number two, remember that the enemy, the world, the ABC, NBC, CBS, some people are bought and paid for it. They're not going to, they are not about to let us know what's going on. We can just forget that. They are never going to just tell us what exactly is going on our planet. I'm going to play a video for y'all today, and it's probably going to disturb some of you. I'm not going to lie, it's probably going to disturb some of you. So I'm warning you ahead of time, like I did on the show description. This show is not intended to cause fear or panic or anxiety, but because we trust in the Most High, and we really trust in the Most High, we should. We stress that. We push in that, okay? Whether or not you do, it's your own desire, but your own, it's up to you. But we are stressing and praying that that everyone will not let this show cause them to go in some type of panic mode or worry or fear, because the Most High, some of these things have to happen to our country. They just have to, folks. There has to be a purging that's going to go on. The Most High has got to get his glory. He's got to resurrect some of these nations that's been crawling for a very long time. And it's their day. Where the sun goes down on one nation, it rises on another. I don't wish nothing upon the United States. I just wish the Most High's will be done. And I'm not going to be a part of any violence or any type of anything to degrade anybody, people. People are precious, all of us. All of the colors of the world, I shouldn't say all the colors, all the nationalities of the world, we are priceless. And I love people, all people. And I love the different nations of the world. I love traveling.
But I'm going to tell you something. This is all like a giant play. And certain people have to play certain parts. Certain nations have to play certain parts. And I'm telling you, folks, the part we're playing as a country, the United States, we have been the hero for a very long time in this play. But it has now come to a part in the play where we are going to actually end up being the villain. We're going to actually end up being the monster. And a lot of y'all can't deal with that because you're so pro-America instead of pro-kingdom, pro the kingdom of Yahweh. You're so pro-America, you cannot fathom. You can't fathom America being judged. You can't fathom America being punished. You can't fathom America being, instead of number one nation, maybe number 79. You just can't go there. You would rather jump off a bridge than see the red, white, and blue go down like that. Well, the Most High may have different plans. What do you have to say if he says, now it's time for this imperialist world power to bow its knee, and he began to start doing things within the environment? Yes, he's going to do it through men, and they are wicked men. But just because what wicked men do, they couldn't do unless the Most High did it. I mean, the Most High used people. And a lot of times it looked like we're just in the hands of the wicked, but a lot of times we're in the hands of a great and terrible God, a great and terrible Elohim. And the revelation, the book of Revelations, must be fulfilled, folks. It must be fulfilled. All scriptures has to be fulfilled. You remember Christ would often say, this is done, that it might be fulfilled. That is done, that it might be fulfilled. Hey, the disciples will say, let's go this way. He says, no, let's go this way because it's been fulfilled that the Son of Man must go through here. Let's do this. No, let's do that because it must be fulfilled. Christ was always about doing things according to the prophecies, and so should you. I'm going to say it again. The Messiah was always about doing things to fulfill prophecies that preceded him, his natural life anyway. So we should understand that there are prophecies that are went before us. And there is a whore in the book of Revelation, chapter 17. If we are that nation that's called a whore, that have made the nations of the world strong and make the nations of the world rich, and the merchants have grew wealth by her. The Bible says that this nation has all, she's the mother of harlots and abominations. If we're the nation, folks, you can't get upset with that. You've got to figure out how is you and your family going to survive when this whore ends up like every other whore on her back. When she falls, you just got to make sure you've made the decisions and you have the insight to where you and your family can stay afloat. You can't stand in the middle and try to stop something that the Most High have ordained. So the truth is, what has he ordained? The truth is, who really is Revelation 17 whore? And what about these seals that's to be opened upon the earth? Tonight we're going to be discussing seal number 5, the opening of the fifth seal, with our host, Brother Joseph Johnson. Now, Joseph and I, personally, I don't like talking about the comet that's coming. It just seems too far out there. But the more I research this and read up on this and research this and read up on it, I just can't ignore this brother, man. He is coming so strong. He has so much proof. There are so many people out there that know some things. till it just, it rattles me, I ain't gonna lie. It's got me a little bit concerned. Not rattle like in a bad way, but it's peaked is a better word. He has piqued my concern. But like the opening song say, the just shall live by faith. You got to have faith first and foremost. You can't fear. Because believe it or not, this is supposed to be a glorious time. Well, we're talking about millions of people dying. And brother, let's just read the show's description before I open up the line and bring on Brother Joseph. He is on the line waiting. Let me just read the show's description real quick. Check this out, folks. Those of you that join us, this is Five Smooth Stones. Tonight, we're talking about the fifth seal in the book of Revelation. And the program description reads as follows. Topic: the fifth seal in the book of Revelation. Warning: this show isn't meant to cause fear, panic, or anxiety, but to prepare you. Brother Joseph Johnson will be our guest again for part four. Joseph was incarcerated for 15 years at the Greensville Correctional Center in Virginia. He will discuss many topics, include hard evidence around the coming comet, the Blue Kachina, including weird behaviors from the military that support this event, and major fault line tampering with genocidal implications to devastate the U.S. by earthquakes. Also, he will discuss the coming invasion by other countries, and finally, the solution. His research in prison brought him serious respect in and out of prison, even with people in the government and in particular one journalist. He studied in depth the New World Order for many years and is a voice you will begin to hear in many circles to come. Believe that. You would be surprised to hear of how he got information and his sources of knowledge when he was in prison. This blog is where we come together to discuss current, future, and past events to shed light on Bible prophecies from a Hebrew prophetic standpoint. And that's not a Jewish standpoint. We're talking about Hebrew, the true Hebrews. I will bring a guest on from time to time like we're doing tonight. This is so important in that we need to know how to look at things. We belong to an entirely different kingdom. That kingdom is coming physically. We're talking about the kingdom of the Most High. We need to know our part in the complete restoration of this planet. We will deal with many subjects that may be hard to believe for some, while others are encouraged to finally see truth for the masses. I will go ahead and open up the phone lines and bring on Brother Joseph Johnson. Brother Joseph Johnson, are you there, sir?
Hey, Brother Sal.
I'm going to turn you up a little bit because I can barely hear you, and you're the man we got to hear. Okay,
hey, Brother Sal.
Yeah,
hey,
I hear you just fine. So, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay, and you?
Oh, man, I tell you, I'm just trying to get a grip of this whole thing, what's going on. You know, I kind of wish this would go away and not be true, but there are so many things that you and I have talked about, even off the line, off the air, and done a little research, and I think it's worth talking about. I was just going to say to the people before you open up, I was just going to say to people that you and I don't always agree, and especially about this comment thing. I think I'm in denial. I think I don't want to believe it. But you've brought so much hard evidence and other organizations along. You've introduced other organizations to me about this. It's almost where you just can't ignore it. So that's one of the reasons I said, okay, we'll do this comment thing. Then you have a thing where you talk about these fault lines, and that's even more depressing, how somebody would actually tamper with fault lines in the United States. I fought you, and didn't want to talk about it, But again, much research, after I checked things out here and there, I think it's worth you coming on the show to bring these two things. I don't want to control people based upon my fears or, you know, my lack of research, so I figured, hey, let you come on, do your thing, let the people judge for themselves. So anyway, we just want to say again, I just want to say one more thing before I bring him on, and that is, folks, be prayerful no matter who you hear. You can always listen to people do blogs and talks, okay, but be prayerful with whatever Brother Seth say. Go look and research for your own self in the scriptures, because you can get a hold of a lie and it'll take you 20 years to shake something that's not true, and it'll mess you up. A lie can do more damage than a car accident can. I mean, if you believe something that's not true, and you believe if I tell you the world is going to end in the next year, and you believe that, you're going to start planning accordingly. You're going to start believing accordingly. You're going to start investing accordingly. You're going to start teaching your kids things accordingly. And if this don't happen, you will have wasted time, money, energy, not to mention that your kids probably won't believe another thing you say again. So be very careful with what I say and other people say. Brother Johnson's going to speak with y'all tonight. He's going to let y'all know a lot of disturbing things, but just go and research them. Pray about them. What should I do, Most High? As a matter of fact, I'm just quickly go to the Most High in prayer. We're not playing with this, folks. But if you don't mind, I don't mean to impose my beliefs on anybody, but I always like to open up my show with a word of prayer. So if you don't mind, let's just go ahead and do that. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your word. We want to thank you for your promises. We want to thank you for your prophecies. We want to thank you for this word that you've given us to guide us as to how to live our lives. And these warnings you give your people to where they will be saved and salvaged from the wicked. Father, I just thank you for your love for humanity. I want to thank you for your love for humanity. And I even want to thank you for your hatred for sin. Help us to obey you and follow your word. Help us to seek your heart, seek your mind, seek your will for our lives and for our children. Help us, Father, to, as we study the subject tonight, you shed light on it. Help us to see what you have us to say. We're very serious. We ask from our heart that you would reveal to us what exactly is this wicked one plotting and what is he doing in the earth? Or what is it your will? What are you doing in the earth, Father? Show us your will and show us the wicked one, what he's trying to do. These things we ask and pray in your son's name. Amen. Okay, folks,
amen.
Without further delay, I'm going to go ahead and bring on Brother Joseph Johnson. Joseph, go ahead and just share what's on your mind, my brother.
Well, first of all, brother Seth, you know, I'm a student, first of all, you know, and I'm the type of person where, you know, like Bob Marley said, you know, I like to keep my ears to the track, to the railroad tracks, you know, and it's just too much going on for people to be just in a lot of sport and play. You know, it come a time when you got to put that on the back burner and use this internet and you know, for what it's worth, and you know why you looking at reality. But what really shook me to the core is how these people been blowing up these levees and dikes and dams, and this water is sitting on these fault lines, and it's like this water sitting on like 160,000 acres, and over 50% of it is farmland.
Okay, let me do this, Brother Johnson, and you please forgive me, but we're going to have a lot of people that will be listening into this show. I know it. I just feel it. So I want to do something before we forget. Can you do me a huge favor, and before you begin to start, you know, doing like you do, putting that truth out there, and of course, a lot of it will sound very comforting to some people. It'll sound odd to other people. But can you talk about some sources? Where can people go to find out more information before you're off the line? And then I want you to give the people your contact before we even start, so we won't forget, and you end up leaving without us knowing your contact. So sources.
Okay.
How can people find out more information about the subjects we're going to talk about tonight? First, if you could talk about some sources. Or if you want to just go ahead and just start sharing, I guess we should just let you just go ahead and share. But don't forget the sources, and also give the people your contact. I guess we can give the people your contact. Get that right out of the way right now.
Okay. I think that what I better do, give up the sources, you know. It's this brother named Tara 03. You can get him on YouTube. I find him to be the most accurate and the most professional and the most thoroughness and like in your face with this here, you know.
What's his
name? Back in that. Tara.
What's
T E Ava Ava A L. Tara.
C A R R A L.
Yeah.
Spell again, please.
T E Ava Ava A L.
And he's on YouTube.
Got that? Yeah, he's on.
T as in Tango. T as in Tango. E as in Echo. R as in Robert. R as in Robert. A as in Apple. L as in Larry.
O3.
O3.
For YouTube. But
on YouTube.
But
okay, what's the name?
Yes.
Name a video that you really like. Sometimes you can't find people by name. You have to look up their work. What did he put out that was serious for you?
Well, almost anything you click on belongs to him. You know where he done publish or come out with is real thorough and to the point and good for the soul. Anything you click
okay,
on.
So you-
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And also, it's this lady named Nexie LaRue. That's NIXIELARU. Nexie LaRue.
Time. One more time. Spell that.
NIXIELARU. R-U-E, Nexie LaRue.
I heard of her. She's pretty good. I've heard of her before. Okay.
Yeah. And she solicited Brother Tyra for 3 interviews. And they was very successful interviews and everything. No communication difficulties and nowhere. You know, it was... You know, good interview, you know, no problems, you know, and
okay.
That would be...
All right, give us some other sources, any government sources, any major, like, I like Democracy Now. That's one of the ones I like, Democracy Now. I also like, just so we know, I'm going to throw out a few, and then the more I throw out, you may find... But here's some of the ones I like that talk about the same kind of things you talk about. Democracy Now, Noam Chomsky is, they say, the brightest mind in the world. He was once given that. I don't know if you can ever call somebody that, but they say Noam Chomsky has the sharpest mind on the planet. I know that's crazy, but they actually said that. But I don't know about that, but he is a sharp, sharp guy. Chomsky.info, he talks a lot about some of these things, not about the comment per se, but then truth11.org, they got a lot of information on this, different things you talk about that you're going to share tonight. But none of them are going to go into it, seem like as deep as you and some of these other people do. But truth11.org is serious. So anyway, that's just a few. I got others, but they're on a different subject. So any more you got other than Terrell, T-E-R-R-A-L-O, 3, YouTube, I'm checking him out right now. I do see that is, he has quite a few, quite a few videos, actually. Anybody else that you would recommend, I mean, any websites, any people, in other words, people listening, and they don't know you, and some they don't even know me, a lot of them. And they want to know, where do you get your information? How do you know? Now, I know the Most High share stuff with you and the Holy Spirit, and the only way we're going to know if that's true or not is by the Spirit within us. And that is the top authority on the planet. So I got to put a shout-out for the Holy Spirit for sure. But, I mean, in addition to the Holy Spirit, he has servants He has servants that he speaks, other servants he speaks to as well, outside of to us. So anybody else you recommend, you know that, hey, these people are showing up preaching truth that can inform us and help us. Anybody else before we begin this?
Oh.
You mentioned Maness. Mr. Maness.
And Al Cuppet.
Okay. Spell their names one more time.
All right, hold up. The lady next to LaRue, right? She has a blog talk. That, you know, you got to get her through the blog.
Oh, she's on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So she's on Blog Talk Radio, this Nixie LaRue. Okay, well, that's good to know. All right, and then
Al Cuffett.
Spell his last name. Do people don't know who these people are? Just you got to spell their name. Some people are writing this down. Who are these people? Can you spell their name for me? Then we can jump into the show.
Well, Al Cuffett, C-U-P-P-E-T-T.
And then Maness?
That's M-O-N-A-S-T, Maness.
What's his first name?
Serge.
S-E-R-G. Okay, Serge Maness. Anybody else?
Well, Marsha Masters at Yow Radio, he did a good program that I like called Dead Men Don't Tell Tales. And
what's the name, Marsha?
Masters.
Spell her last name.
Come on, bro. Self. Masters.
I can't hear you. You're not real clear. M-A-S-T-E-R. Okay. All right, Marshall Masters. Okay, that's good enough. I just wanted to give some people, sometimes folks want to go do their own research. You got them all excited, all interested, and they want to go and they want to learn more. They don't want to just stop when you're off the air. They want to keep on going, and you're quoting these names, but it's not real clear. But okay, that's five names. Let's go ahead and start. Okay, so now that we got that out of the way, go ahead and share what you were saying earlier, please.
And see, another thing I like to say, bro, self, you know, this window is real close. It's real close, and you know, I know what I'm looking at is bona fide, and if they have problems with what I'm saying and believing, you know, in their spirit, that's on them, because I'm not with the foolishness. These people getting ready to put together a huge agenda of genocide on a huge level. These people talking about killing over half the United States population. Now, all that water you see up there, the Mississippi River, the Missouri River, and they have still more water where they got in reserve to release. And what they call it, they don't know what it is coming, but it's huge. With a lot of mass, and they're gonna capitalize all for that. Like Rahm Emanuel said, we must not waste any good crisis. We must take advantage of every good crisis that we can get, and that's what they're getting ready to do. And
that video that we talked about earlier, the audio where this trucker was very disturbed by some things he saw, let me know what you want to play that. That'll be a good intro to this whole conversation and let people know this is just kind of a little, you know, whenever you want to, okay?
Okay, well, we can do that a little later on. But see, this water sitting on his landmass, and you know when you got water sitting on landmass, the landmass gets sulfur and sulfur and sulfur, and it's sitting on fault lines. Then you got the oil down there in the Gulf Stream. All that plays a part in what they're getting ready to do.
Okay, so what do you think they're getting ready to do?
They're getting ready to release more water on the water that they done already net loose. And with this comet coming through, there going to be some kind of gravitational pull. I see it some last week that, because I had a lot of respect for Terrence McKenna. Terrence McKenna is like a Carl Sagan, a Stephen Hawking, great scientific mind. See, a lot of people not serious no more about their careers because they know a lot of people that done associated themselves with this agenda done came up missing. Like Terrence McKenna put a post on his email, or well, I guess you would say that you know, don't come fooling with me about this Elanin mess. It's nothing but dust.
Now, when you say Elanin, you gotta let everybody know what that is, because some people have no clue.
Well, that was the scientific minds is calling this comet or dwarf star or Nimbus or Planet X. Or they don't know what it is. All they know is something huge, and it's gonna come and fly through and go on back out. But it's gonna cause some gravitational anomalies, and they said this thing. Isaiah speaks about it. We said the earth gonna rock, do all this, you know, dancing in the solar system. You know, it might stop and go the other way. You know, the earth getting ready to do some things we never experienced before. You know, I'm moving so fast, but the scientific minds are scared to mess with this thing. That's why I like this brother Tara, because he done called Alex Jones, he said. Done called Coast to Coast and some more popular radio people. They won't put their name on this show. And he said all of them are agents.
Huh.
They don't want the people to know this. And you know what the book say, brother. Don't let this valuable trial come upon you unaware. See, that's when the devil is the most dangerous, the element of surprise. See, if you know that pit bull is in the block, you're going to get you a stick and you're going to be ready. Or your mind, your spirit going to be ready. But if it catch you unaware, fear gonna overtake you. And when I be going out to work to and fro, I be looking at the people, and my heart hurts me that all these people gonna die. They gonna die, especially the people that's in the path of all this water and everything on the northeast. That's where all the nuclear power plants at. It's a bad place to be, right here on the southeast, northeast, eastern seaboard, all around that Midwest. It's a dangerous place to be. Now, Mr. Tara said the safest place to be is the Ozarks. I don't know what state that is, so I'm taking it to be somewhere in, Colorado somewhere.
No, the Ozarks is, right above, I want to say Missouri. But, listen, I want to go back to something you said earlier. You said you agree that a lot of these people are going to die. That all these people are going to die. That was your words, all these people.
Just in the past.
Hold on. I asked you this question a long time ago, and I'm going to ask you it again tonight. Every time we talk about this, I'm going to ask you this question. Why would someone want to kill so many people? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm playing the devil's advocate because I know a lot of people saying, this guy is smoking on something. But I know about population control. I know that people are blaming. There's too many people, and we need to take away a lot of people, just so this won't change our way of life. I know about the arguments to depopulize the world. A lot of people may not know about that. A lot of people do know about it. So I can see millions of people dying, just like you're saying. But the question on a lot of people's minds is, why would somebody do it to Americans? Now, we can definitely understand going and killing a million Africans. We'll believe that. We'll believe that the United States sit back and watch the whole situation in Rwanda. We can believe that because they don't really have value to some of our white supremacist minds. I'm talking about even black folk think like that. Some of us just don't value life, okay? And I'm mainly talking about the powers that be. I'm not talking about the small man, by the way. But we won't cry out, those of us is what I mean. We won't cry out. But the powers that be don't value the lives of people. We know that. So some people probably can understand what you're saying, but you're saying some hard things when you say they're going to, you see all these people, you know they're all going to die on American soil. Why would somebody want to take so many lives on American soil, Joseph Jones?
Well, see, first of all, brother, I don't have all the answers. I don't even have half the answers. All I know is I'm a student. I'm looking at this thing like other people looking at this thing. Only thing I know is that these people is big on eugenics and euthanasia. Look how many babies they done killed since 1970. Wade versus, what is it? Wade versus Roe. They done killed over 4 to 5 million babies. Not to mention the other manipulations they using, like Bill Gates. He gave over $1 billion to the United Nations for an AIDS vaccine. And I'm telling you, brother, the time is going to come where they're going to stop delivering our babies, man. These people are serious about this population control. They are the biggest. That's what, guess who money is funding all this? The Rockefellers. Use your internet. You will see it. Most of that money is in the realm of eugenics and euthanasia. And you know who one of the big names on the panel? Oprah Winfrey. And my wife love her. And I asked my wife, why you love her? You should know the truth about her.
Okay, now say that again. Oprah Winfrey is on what panel? On what? We can board the panel.
She's on that euthanasia, eugenics, population control panel. Her, Ted Turner, the boy Bill Gates,
Let me just say this. Just because somebody's on a board don't mean they agree with what the board is doing. Sometimes board people, board to go after certain people because they want different people that agree and don't agree, and they kind of just iron out the differences in board meetings. Does that really mean because she sat on the board and that this is a board for eugenics, that's what she agreed to? You think she agreed with all that genocide?
In my soul, yes, I do. And I'm like this, sir. If I see you with some funny people, then I'm thinking, you funny. You see what I'm saying? Drug dealers or bank robbers, you know. If I see you with guys I know that's in these type of activities, and every time I turn around, you with them, I'm like, you running with them, making business with them. So you get to buy your association. That's all I'm saying, bro.
Well,
you know?
One thing that makes me not blow you off is this. I know for a fact change is coming. I know. Never in the history of that I can remember have the preachers, economists, the scientists all say the exact same thing. I can't remember when they ever agreed. But everybody is saying that this economic bubble is about to burst. Everybody. If this thing don't happen by the end of 2012, a lot of people are going to lose careers because they are all forecasting something to happen no later than the end of 2012. Now, I don't believe the kooky movie. You know, I don't think that's you know, but I think something is going to happen in 2012. And I think that this whole economic bubble is going to burst. I've had it. The good video that explains is the day the dollar died. I'm sure everybody in this chat room know about it because I seem to draw people that smart. And I think that's one of the best examples. If you can just talk, if those of you listening, you never saw the video of the day the dollar died, go to YouTube. Not that everything you see on YouTube is right, or everything you see on the internet is right, but there's a whole lot of truth on YouTube. So I do believe Brother Joseph Johnson today, again, everybody, we're talking to Joseph Johnson. Had this brother on for like 4 weeks straight now, and I like him because I think he hears from the Most High. He don't always, sometimes people are of a different breed. They don't come with a whole lot of, well, I'm from Harvard, and I spent these years. They don't have a bunch of names to throw around, but I listen to what people say, and I listen to my spirit. And my spirit bears witness with this brother's spirit. My spirit bears witness with his spirit that he is truly speaking truth. Now, I will say this, Brother Johnson, I want you to finish. I don't agree with everything you say, but it could mean that I'm just in denial. Or I'm just ignorant of some things. Or I could be right and you could be wrong. But I do know one thing. You are not someone that should be ignored. I know for a fact a lot of what you say is going to happen. The question is, for those listening tonight, what of what this brother is saying is true and what of it is emotions or whatever. So I want you to go ahead and finish, but I just had to jump in there.
Well, to add on to what you were just saying about the economy, what economy? The economy done already collapsed. They just throwing money at it to keep it afloat. They ain't manufacturing nothing.
I agree.
You know?
And that was strong what you just said.
You know? They don't even manufacture their own flag. Red China and Israel manufactures them. They can't even pull a car off the assembly line unless they're waiting for the ship to dock in one of the D.C. ports to bring some parts from another country. So it's, you know, whoever can't see this, they don't want to see it. And
Let's do this. Let's play the video, the audio.
Okay.
It's only 3 minutes. It's a real short audio. Folks, check this out. Y'all got to hear this. Check this out. I know y'all doing your thing in the chat room and all that, but I want y'all to listen to something. This is something that I think you will find exciting. Check this out. We was talking about this video or this audio earlier. And I want y'all's take on what you think about it. I'm queuing it up right now. Check this out.
We got a Mayday report from someone who said that this trucker said, this is no joke. Huge movement of heavy artillery, tanks, rocket launchers, ground to ground, ground to air, in and around Alexandria, Virginia, and D.C. His friend is on a secret move, the same as the above, huge heavy artillery from New Jersey, Connecticut to upstate New York. The trucks assigned, 20 of them, will be moving this stuff for 2 to 3 weeks to upstate New York once they enter the convoy. They have no idea where they're going to go. Where they end up is where they're going to go. They were told, someone told him, this stuff is being distributed in areas to protect the population. His other friend is trucking rocket boosters from California to from Colorado to California, Colorado to Louisiana, and Cape Canaveral. One trucker went through the Mojave Desert. FEMA was everywhere on the trip back to California. L.A. had gone through Oklahoma, Arizona, New Mexico, heard every 2 hours, prepare for a catastrophic event. Now, I'm not quite sure where that was coming from, but prepare for a catastrophic event. Food, water, two-way radio families should have a meeting point. Their company hauls containers for military truckers. Notice containers painted being trucked by the military that don't normally do it. They usually use civilian cargo. Also hearing that there are some delivery businesses, I'm not going to mention which one, is being used to cart things that are military related, and they're in sealed containers. Flatbeds are delivering to various locations, the heavy artillery tanks, rocket launchers, and flatbeds. A trucker at Flying J's Joppa, Missouri, FEMA was everywhere, stopping for 10-hour rest periods, told to leave by emergency personnel. FEMA was everywhere. Many of these shipments are going to armories. Something is up, guys, and if anyone has any more information, please provide. This trucker is hyperventilating and says this is for real. We also received another report. Lots of troop maneuvers, especially in Tennessee. It's not just truckers, it's trains also. Trains are hauling heavy artillery, everything from amphibious vehicles, Humvees, rocket launcher tanks. That was in Ohio this past week. There have been truckloads after truckloads of personnel carriers. Personnel carriers, one truck stop was full of a probably 4-mile-long convoy carrying everything imaginable, potable water, fuel. He said it was an organized movement with road dogs, signs, people directing them where they could park. So there you got it, ladies and gentlemen. They're not kidding, and they're serious about what they're seeing on the road, and we're going to encourage the truckers to email us at thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com or call us at 573-378-6049, 573-378.
What do y'all think of that? What did you think of that?
Brother. Yes,
sir.
Now, where I'm at, right?
Now, hold on. Before you get into this, did everybody catch that at the end? It's thepowerhour.com.
Joyce Rowley.
Who was what was that?
Her name, Joyce Rowley.
Joyce Rowley. So you get around, man, I tell you. That's why I like you. But anyway, there is so many. Every once in a while, NBC, CNN will slip and report something very, very similar, folks. And we don't. I'm letting this brother talk tonight, but I just probably should play more audios like that for more sources that some of y'all like, because some of y'all don't know who she is. And you want to hear from CNN, you want to hear from ABC, then you'll believe it. And we can, there are times when ABC will report something because there's so much in the public's eye now, they got to report, say something about it. I call them little slips. They happen. So this brother's not just whistling Dixie. I mean, something is going on. Something is going on. You know, so anyway, go ahead, Brother Joseph. I just want to get that website out to him, thepowerhour.com. And that video we just played was actually called Something Catastrophic. What is it? This is another one on YouTube, I'm telling you. And y'all, don't mess around with YouTube. Don't belittle YouTube. Yes, it's just a media outlet, but media outlets right now is all we have. These social networks and the YouTubes and the Facebooks and the blog talks and this is all we have right now. And one of these days they'll probably take this from us. So take advantage of these YouTube videos. A lot of this stuff can be documented. A lot of this stuff is very well much reality, okay? Some, yeah, there are a lot of conspiracy theorists, scared people that's just, you know, just, I don't know, just making up stuff. But there's a lot of things going on where I was just looking at some comments. And hold on, Brother Johnson, I'm going to bring you in here. I Am Pick put something on here that I thought was very sharp. She said, well, she said, what board is Oprah on? That was one thing. That was not what I was looking at. But even what board Oprah is on, you can answer that while I'm looking at what she said earlier. Brother Johnson, you remember what board Oprah is on?
No. She does end with that eugenics program. You know, it just, I think last week they had a big meeting. All of them, Bill Gates, Ted Turner, computer guy, not Bill Gates, the dude with Apple, I think it was. But all the ones that are making the billions of dollars, they own this eugenics euthanasia panel.
Okay.
Sooner or later, young boy Zuckerberg will be on it.
Anyway, she made a comment. Here's what she said. She said, I Am Pick said, the plan is bigger than the United States. Population control is global, and she is very much true of that. I can tell you some other things that have happened across the planet that was a part of population control. So I Am Pick, yes, we do know that it's global. Thank you for pointing it out and reminding us. It very much is global. Brother Johnson is just showing us things that are happening right here in the United States because so far this land has been untouchable. So I appreciate that comment, and you're absolutely right. And I did post, by the way, those of you in the chat room, I did post a link to the video you just heard. Something Catastrophic is Brewing in the United States. That's the name of the video. I just posted it to those of you in the chat room. Go ahead, Brother Johnson.
And see, during the time that Bill Clinton was president, you had a mutiny in the military. You had the white boy, they were stealing top shelf weapons and ammunition. And they still got it in their possessions. And see, what the United Nations and foreign national troops is doing, they call it catching. That's what we used to do in Vietnam. We used to go and look for the enemy's ammunition and spike it. That's what the United Nations is doing now. They looking for these people ammunition so they can spike it. So when you hook it up to get ready to shoot it, everything explode in your face. And see, where I'm at, I can see German Luftwaffe's, the C-130s, them Hercules, at least once a week, three times a month. I'm down the road from D.C. I see it in the air, you know. It looked like a big old elephant flying in the sky. Now, remember I told you about Alexander Bachman? Remember that?
Who? Alexander who?
Alexander Bachman from Mexico. Well, he's not from Mexico. He's from Europe, but he lives in Mexico. Remember he had got the email saying that this trucker was carrying a truckload of food down to Mexico, 60 miles south of Laredo, Texas. And when he got there, it was a big Chinese base.
Oh, yeah.
Did you listen to the interview?
No. Not yet.
It's a bigot. Now, that super highway, that corridor that's running through Texas, see, they doing all the building down there where you at. They building highway everywhere. They might as well
let's zero in on some of this stuff, okay? So he finds a Chinese base in Texas. What does that mean? I mean, this is what I like to do if it's possible. When you end the show today, I want people to understand exactly what you were saying. where to go to get more information on what you were saying.
Okay,
if we want
okay.
to talk about the eugenics, fine. Who's behind it? Who's support? And I know you don't know all this, but that's fine too. I don't just I, like you mentioned Chinese. Why are the Chinese in Texas? Why is there a Chinese base in Texas? Why do you think there's a Chinese base in Texas? There's a reason you mentioned it. Tie it into what you're saying about this other stuff, if it ties in.
Well, see, the reason they're here is to get rid of all of resistance. See, it's a lot of people here with weapons. See, United States citizens has rights.
Okay, now just like I just said that, now somebody just posted in the chat room, they want a link to that Chinese base or where they was talking
about
it.
Okay, well, let me get it to them. Let me get it to them right now. Go to RBN Live. Click on Archive. When you click on Archive,
Hold on, you're going too fast, man. Okay, go to RBN Live. Are you saying, Brother Johnson, you're doing good, first of all. Let me just say, because you already uncovered more topics probably you didn't first to show yet. So you're doing excellent. But when you talk, we can't hear what you say. When you say RBN, we don't know if you're saying RBN, R. B sound like D, so you got to say R like Robert, B like Bravo,
okay.
N like Nancy.
Okay.
So what are you saying, R as in Robert?
Right, and B and Bobby, and N
okay.
and Nancy.
Okay, live.
I'll be in live. Click on archive. Pay your $1.50 archive fee. When you get that done, click scroll on down to John Moore. John Moore was a Vietnam vet. Real serious boy. And when you get to John Moore, click on.
Hold on, I found this before. But I'm literally doing it as you're doing it because I know how people are. They're gonna go and check out what you're saying. I'm trying to find out why did it not come in. RBN Live is called republicbroadcasting.org.
Network.
It's no longer at RBN Live. It's called republicbroadcasting.org. So go there. Then you want to click on, what did you say?
Archives.
Hold on, because it's got something called play and stop. Hold on. All right. Now you said go to archives. Okay. So everybody, don't do the www. Just type in republicbroadcasting.org. Then go to archives. You will have to pay $1, and you'll be able to get that interview about the Chinese base. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, see, the archives, you can catch all the archives when you want it on demand. So when you get to John Moore. The interview is the fourth month, the seventh of this year. Just look for Alexander Backman. Wherever you see Alexander Backman, there, click on that to that interview. Click on the sucking ass.
And that's Alexander
person.
Blackman.
Backman.
Backman.
Yeah.
Spell it. B-A-C-K.
Yeah.
B as in Bobby, A C K M O N.
Right. Backman. B E C K. Man.
Oh, Beckman.
Backman.
All right, Alexander
Beckman. No, Backman. B A C K.
B as in Bobby.
B A C K. Backman.
Oh, Backman. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
And wherever you see Alexander Backman, click on that interview. But this one I'm talking about is the fourth month, the seventh day of this year, click on the second app. And you will get a whole earlobe full. And see, that super highway they done built through Texas down there where you at, that's Chinese money that did it. And did you know that China is building they done built over 28.6 miles of bridge leading to Israel?
From where?
From China to it, they building a bridge from China to Israel. They already done built over 28.6 miles of it.
Well, hold on,
wait. Now, I'm not looking at a map right now, but I'm pretty good geographically speaking. And a bridge from China to Israel would be impossible. You're talking about thousands and thousands of miles from each other. Hundreds.
Google it.
Let me see.
Get in the search engine. They done built over 28 miles.
Let's go on. I don't know about the bridge from China to. Somebody might be talking about that, but it's something else going on. Maybe it's underground.
Plus, what I'm saying is, see, these people said they're going to save the United States for last. They don't need her no more. They coming up against her. They got a knife at the neck of the people, and they have every intentions of driving it home. They don't need nobody here in this country no more. Why do you think they send the jobs out? Why do you think people in the situation they in now? The American dream is over. Welcome to the American nightmare, Serge Maness used to say almost every time through his interviews. The American dream is over. They ready to kill you. And they gonna kill by the groves. Look at what they did in the Russian Bolshevik revolution. The culture revolution. Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge. The Nazis. And on and on. They just gave us one in what? The Congos. The Hutus and the Tutsis. They done gave us two world wars. Now they're getting ready to split the United States in half. You heard what the CDC said. People gonna be zombies. And here they got us looking at 2012, and this thing happening in now. Why you think all the birds and the fish has been dying? They're coming from that celestial body coming in our orbit, solar system. The birds can't navigate. The fishes can't navigate. Because you know they got a sensitive, what they call that thing, a sonar system. They can't. Flying search for food because of the magnetic poles being manipulated through this body coming in our solar system. This thing is turn up everything, and these people are going to capitalize on top of that. And I'm telling you, brother, when this thing come and fly out, that's when you're going to see the military. Remember Waco? You're going to be seeing a lot of that Waco going on in the United States because you got a lot of people in their bug out spots now. People done already left, brother.
This is what I believe. I want you to hear me out. I think a lot of people know something is going on. Okay? They know something for sure is going to happen. And because they know something for sure is going to happen and they don't know what, they're guessing. They got proof that something is going to happen. They know by the Spirit. They know by the Bible. They know by preachers. They know by economists. They know by scientists. We know something is going to happen. And we start the guessing game. But when we start the guessing game, we lose credibility. And we lose people that would take us serious, that would put serious money into stopping it. This is why we need the Most High so bad. Because the average person is flipping out. I mean, just like you just said, and I'm just going to be honest with you. You just said a minute ago that they're building a bridge.
Yes.
From Israel. Now, I want you to listen to this.
Yes.
Israel.
Yes.
Just
they got
to
the
just
money to
out.
Do
it. Just hold on. Hold on. Listen to what I'm saying. A bridge from Israel to China. Now, I just measured. I already knew it's impossible and really ludicrous,
okay,
to be honest with you.
Okay.
I totally. Just hear me out. Hold on a second. Just hear me out. I totally disagree with you, and it makes everything you say sound crazy. And some people right now are probably left. Because, listen, I'm going to tell you the facts on this. China is 4,000 miles from Israel. It will take them for the rest of our lifetime and the rest of your kids' lifetime and the rest of your kids' lifetime to build a bridge that far. And it don't make sense to have a bridge that far. Why in the world would somebody want a bridge that far? It don't make any sense. But listen, because I want to keep talking about this.
All I'm saying, plus self, get on your search engine. That's all I'm asking. Before you dunk me, get on your search engine.
Listen, I don't have all a search engine. Hear me out. I don't care if I read 872 books, interview 1,889. If the Chinese is definitely not with the Cedar Bridge, it's still ludicrous. It don't have nothing to do with the Bible and all this other stuff you're saying, that it has a lot of weight. But I'm saying this is exactly what I'm talking about. People are losing it. They just saying stuff. Now, is it true about the the fault lines? I've read it. You're right. I don't know why they're doing it, but they're doing it. I saw it. I've read it. I've seen documents, governmental documents. I've seen things. You're right. Why? I don't know. We don't know. The trucks, Alex Jones uncovered. Not that I believe everything he said, because I kind of do believe he might be a spy too, but there is something going on with all of these thousands and thousands of caskets that they've manufactured. We've seen that. That's proof. I've looked into it. People don't know why all these thousands of are on the side to the road in all the major cities of the United States. Where do these things come from? There's a lot of things that's hinting to martial law. Yes, there is something brewing. 2012 is no joke. Yes, absolutely, something brewing. I'm just saying to you, and I'm going to say this to you, I'm just being honest to you and anybody else that's got truth like you got. We got to be careful with what we say, because people are listening and they really want to help, and they may have the wherewithal to help, and that's what you want. You said you grieve because you know a lot of people is going to be hurt, and you should. That's very good of you. That's very Christ of you. That's what Christ would do. Well, it happened right now. Go ahead.
But sir, I done gave you the website that I asked you to check out from day to day. You would have saw it. Steve Quayle, you would have saw it. This was last week when the article was in there. They done built over 20.
What I'm saying is, listen what I'm saying, Brother John. Then I want to move on from this.
Uh-huh.
Some articles, it ain't even worth repeating. There's some things I'm never, ever going to say. I done read some stuff. I ain't never going to say it because it don't hold no water, even if it was true. One of them is a bridge built from one side of the earth to the other. That just, to me, what if it is? What does that matter? What is it going to hurt? We ain't got nothing else to do but build this bridge. If we're going to build a bridge that long, it's going to take everybody to build a bridge from one side of the planet to another one almost. It's almost the half of the planet.
Bless up.
I'm just saying, go ahead. Let's move on, please.
China getting ready to come up against Israel and Russia. They already mad at her now. That's why China and Russia said, we don't want no more of your monopoly money. We want land. And if you was looking at a various article, Idaho is the first China state. Did you see that in the news? And see, you might as well change Mexico to Chinaco. And I told you last week, brother, they got all the poker chips. Why you think Nixon was going over there doing the Vietnam era when he was the president? They set them up to get them the eugenics program and everything. Kill a female and let the males live. Because we want you to have a 200,000 standing man army. And what do they have today, brother? Do they have a 200,000 standing man army today to go along with Russia? You got North Korea. You got some of everybody down there in Mexico. And over the other half of the stuff is underground. See, the soldiers is underground. All that you didn't see on top is under the ground. They kept telling us the invasion going to come from the soft underbelly of the South. Now, one time, Russia was the main to do it. But they done propped up China now. Everybody jaw dropping now because we were looking for Russia to be the invader. Now, and when you look at Alaska, we know about Merrimack, a Russian military base. But what about Perfect? Another Russian military base sitting over there in secrecy.
Let me just kind of just let people know that you be on stuff now. We got a gentleman in the chat room, Dumb America. I think he's left by now. I think he has something to do. But he actually posted a YouTube video. I tell you, YouTube have a lot of truth on it. Anyway, it's this Chinese troops amassing in Mexico, just as you said. And I don't mean it's right just because it's on YouTube. It's just so many ways you can get this information. This is just one little clip on it, but there's another clip at the website you said. But he found, so those of you in the chat room can click on that, on this link, that Dumb America, this guy that called himself Dumb America 666. He's in Europe, European friend of mine. But anyway, he posted that. So check that out. I just wanted to say that so everybody would know that, like I say, a lot of things you say hold a lot of water. And you to me is one of them people that I don't know why you study the things you study, why you're interested the way you're interested, but you have a lot of information. I've talked to you, and I'm going to say this for the record. I've talked to this brother, everybody, and I have sometimes listened to him talk, and he never repeats. This brother on four shows, and if you listen to show 1, 2, 3, and 4, he probably hardly ever repeats. It's always new information that you know, and I know that you're running up against a lot of people that has truth. But I'm going to say this to you, Brother Johnson. You know, just stay in prayer, man. Be very prayerful because some people you run into is cuckoo is I don't know what. And they're out there. Cuckoo people are out there. Some of the stuff folks saying don't have no water, don't have no spiritual merit, it don't have no scriptural merit, it's not nowhere in prophecy, which means it don't hold no water. We want to know what is the Most High doing in this day and time. What is he saying? What is he doing? I'm going to play this clip one more time because we got a lot of new people in the chat room that wasn't here earlier. I know at least four. And so I want to play again. Then we got some people on the phone lines that just joined us. And so, you know, I just want to make sure they hear it. It's only 3 minutes.
I want them to hear this. Did you want to say something before I do this? Because I want them to hear this clip that we played earlier. They didn't get a chance to hear it. I just feel like it's fair that they hear it.
I wish you would have queued up DeJuan Moore and Alexander Backman 10 minutes of that interview. Let him tell you about the Chinese.
Alex Backman, Alexander Backman, I don't see. Who interviewed him?
John Moore.
Yeah, I do see that. Well, we'll see. Folks, y'all got to bear with us. We didn't know exactly what we was going to do because there's so much information, but we did get this one clip that I want y'all to listen to. I'm going to play this 3-minute clip of that you'll find very interesting, and then we may be able to get this John Moore, Alexander Backman in here. So just, again, bear with me. Check this out, folks. This is a 3-minute interview that you will not forget. Check this out. I should say report, a 3-minute report.
We got a Mayday report from someone who said that this trucker said, this is no joke, huge movement of heavy artillery, tanks, rocket launchers, ground-to-ground, ground-to-air, in and around Alexandria, Virginia, and D.C. His friend is on a secret move, the same as the above, huge heavy artillery from New Jersey, Connecticut to upstate New York. The trucks assigned, 20 of them, will be moving this stuff for 2 to 3 weeks to upstate New York. Once they enter the convoy, they have no idea where they're going to go. Where they end up is where they're going to go. They were told, someone told him, this stuff is being distributed in areas to protect the population. His other friend is trucking rocket boosters from Colorado to California, Colorado to Louisiana, and Cape Canaveral. One trucker went through the Mojave Desert. FEMA was everywhere on the trip back to California. L.A. had gone through Oklahoma, Arizona, New Mexico, heard every 2 hours, prepare for a catastrophic event. Now, I'm not quite sure where that was coming from, but prepare for a catastrophic event. Food, water, two-way radio families should have a meeting point. Their company hauls containers for military truckers. Notice containers painted being trucked by the military that don't normally do it. They usually use civilian cargo. Also hearing that there are some delivery businesses, I'm not going to mention which one, is being used to cart things that are military related, and they're in sealed containers. Flatbeds are delivering to various locations, the heavy artillery, tanks, rocket launchers, and flatbeds. A trucker at Flying J's Jaffa, Missouri, FEMA was everywhere, stopping for 10-hour rest periods, told to leave by emergency personnel. FEMA was everywhere. Many of these shipments are going to armories. Something is up, guys, and if anyone has any more information, please provide. This trucker is hyperventilating and says this is for real. I also received another report. Lots of troop maneuvers, especially in Tennessee. It's not just truckers, it's trains also. Trains are hauling heavy artillery, everything from amphibious vehicles, Humvees, rocket launcher tanks. That was in Ohio this past week. There have been truckloads after truckloads of personnel carriers. One truck stop was full of a probably 4-mile-long convoy carrying everything imaginable, potable water, fuel. He said it was an organized movement with road dogs, signs, people directing them where they could park. So there you got it, ladies and gentlemen. They're not kidding, and they're serious about what they're seeing on the road, and we're going to encourage the truckers to email us at thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com or call us at 573-378-6049,
573-378. Okay, folks, that just gives you an idea. But this is just one video. I mean, we can play more and more and more videos of very same things. I mean, and it will just do what it probably did to me, scare the hell out of you. Just scare the hell out of you. Because every once in a while, these programs, these events, people, regular everyday people will slip through the news. Then it'll be so big, they'll have to report on it. So you'll get a little glimpse on ABC, NBC, CNN, the big ones. You'll hear it there, but you really hear it through YouTube. Because everyday people is posting stuff just like this all the time. I'm telling you, folks, that's why I got this brother on tonight. And before we do this, I got a question from somebody, area code 540415. Brother Johnson, can you hold while I entertain this question, please?
Yeah.
Joseph? Okay, hold on one second. Area code 540415, you on the air? Did you have a question or comment?
Yes, I did. Peace and blessings to you all. This is the Minister Harris from Let the Truth Be Told talk show. I was listening to the Johnson. We walked in the same areas in Greenville and there's some times. I was at Indian Creek for a few years in Virginia. I'm originally from Brooklyn. And, you know, you brought up some very important pointers. And, you know, just the other day I was talking to a man who lives where I live. I live in Waynesboro, Virginia right now. And it's outside 30 minutes from Charlottesville, 30 minutes from Harrisonburg. And I just found out that we are on top of the San Andreas Fault. We're right where we're at right now today. And this is the hub where, you know, I live between 81, 64, and the big hub where a lot of these things, and you know, so when you said that, I saw some trucks myself with things that were unusual, like generators, and there's a factory not far from here who are starting to push out more generators than, you know, you would normally see. I've been here for about 8 years, so I've been seeing, you know, just regular movement. But now I see a lot more. And to say what he was talking about when it came down to China, my incarceration was a pretty long time, too, from Deep Meadows to all of those different places. Even Greenville, when we had that first hurricane, I ended up having to come there, Brother Johnson. I have a very close brother who was there for a long period of time. I hadn't talked to him in a lot of years. His name was Richard Bynes, and he studied Brother Richard Vines. They call him Brother Malik. He worked in the library at Greenville. So a lot of things we used to, you know, always talk about. And one time I got an almanac. It was dated back some time. And, you know, this almanac was talking about China. And it talked about China and said that they was gonna get, you know, well, they actually said the Caucasians back for what happened in the past. And this was many, many years ago that I read this. And today, as I was listening to you all and I was listening to Brother Johnson and what he was saying, you know, it does sound crazy, but it's true, man. I mean, they're talking, they got a big walking army. They're making their capabilities easier to get to us than there was before. I don't think it's just going to be the Russians that they go after and all that. They said that they were going after a particular culture of people for revenge. But that the biggest thing that I say is that the Bible, everything that has been said in the Bible has already taken place. Now we're just waiting for, as Brother Johnson talked about, the South, the war that's about to take place, the European Union and all of those things and all of our people that are here, your rap artists and all of them who have traded their money into Euro dollars, which is only supporting the other side anyway, because you know what it says, if you take from that cup or you take from that number anyway, you drink from a cup, you're going to be a part of that that's going on. And I believe that that's exactly what's taking place right now as we speak. So it's not a surprise to me to hear that news clip that you just had on there, a New World Order. And that's why I accepted you as a friend also on my radio show, because if we don't put out enough information for people spiritually, you understand what I'm saying, and also have knowledge of what you have to be able to do in certain cases, man, you know, we're going to get caught by surprise. And I'm talking about right here in places like Virginia and all that stuff, because they already showed us you know, from the 9/11, and I'm from New York. That hurt real bad. But these things were already planted and already set, you know what I mean, long before all of these different things, and they had to find a fall guy. But, you know, we're going to be caught off guard right here in these places where they got those power lines with the little colored balls, which is for the fallout. Tells you how much is going to be damage is going to be done to what particular color. I found that out from a friend out here who's in the government. I was former Marine, so, you know, I was here at Quantico, so I did see some things. But you are so right, Brother Johnson, and you keep putting that information out, man, and you keep, no matter what anybody says, that awareness going, man, because to be forewarned is to be forearmed. And that's what I have to say. Thank you.
Stay on the line, too, bro. Don't hang up. And by that, you... ex-military soldier, man, you on the red list because that's who they're going to round up first. All ex-military men, because they know y'all know how to get down. You got the training. Y'all probably on the blacklist.
Yeah, I believe
See,
that.
They watching y'all now.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
They watching y'all now. I try to tell my brother about. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, John.
But
go ahead, Joseph.
I lost a train of thought right now. Oh, now that's like Bill Clinton. And you know what Bill Clinton did? Bill Clinton brought some Chinese military boys over here to the Boeing plant in Seattle, Washington. They had video cameras. They were taking notes of all the technology so they can take back home to China. You need to read some of that stuff that Anthony Sutton and Gur Allen been writing, or Sherman Scutney. These people were telling you it's the United States that's been setting all these people up.
Yeah.
It started with Nixon.
Right.
Let me ask this while I got you both you brothers on, then we'll go ahead and let you go, my brother. But I just got to ask y'all both this, because I've checked out your profile. I haven't had to listen to any of your programs, but it sounds like you kind of where I'm coming from. You definitely in the spirit. So I'm going to ask both of y'all the same thing. Now, check this out. How do y'all feel like the best way we're going to be able to reach the church folks?
You go ahead first, Brother John.
In other words, y'all sound really, really off. I put on my church mind. Now, I actually think it's even deeper than what y'all saying. That's the real me. But I put on my church mind and start thinking like some of my friends think and saying some of the things they say. This is what they're saying. This is a godly nation. This is a God-fearing nation. The Bible says that He would have saved Sodom and Gomorrah had there been one or two righteous. Well, we have a whole nation full of righteous. The Most High would never, ever do these things on such a godly country as America. This is what people are going to say to you. If you turn on TBN, CBN, TBN, Word Network, Daystar, all these Christian programming, they are not on what y'all saying. What do y'all have to say to them?
Well, I don't met two preachers. They just don't get it. They have so much that they want to do that they fail to realize that reality is true. And I've been trying to tell them, I done gave them the websites to look at to do the homework and everything. And see, that's who got the resources, the churches. Because this is the time that everybody's supposed to cash in on their paper investments and annuities, whatever investments they got, and buy food and water and try to find some underground shelter, because you don't have these corona mass ejections round about, because during the time when September rolled around, this thing going to be in the orbit of Mercury, and it's traveling
okay.
Real fast.
Now let me ask you this. Minister Harris,
just don't get it.
Your comments on the same question.
Now, and this is Ezekiel tells us about the blood being on our hand if we don't warn people of things that are to come. Because we have to remember that the Lord uses who he chooses to get his word across, no matter how, you know, a different person might realize it. But remember the wood that was used to build the altar at the tabernacle. It was called shittim wood, right? And
right.
Our Savior used in brass to cover it, because that wood was the only wood and the only tree that can grow through dry soil and rocks. It can pierce through it and still have its nourishment and still stay as strong. I say that to say this, if you go to 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, no matter how people might think and say, well, I don't think this is going to take place, this is exactly what's supposed to take place, because there were many wars that went on in the biblical sense in time. There's nothing new under the sun. This is just elevated a little higher, because now they have tapped into the nuclear source. They are coming up with more conventional weapons. They are using more than what we had back then, which was stones and spears. It's the same process that's going on right now. And for all of us that are believers of Christ and his word, we know that he's on his way back. And we also know that the seventh year, we're talking about the revelation, we also know what's going on in the revelation as far as the 7 years. So it shouldn't be a question from those on TVN and all of those other places that, why my show goes Let the Truth Be Told Real Talk, is because, like Brother Joseph John, I'm going to have him come on my show, and I'm going to tell him and ask him to speak of what he knows that's going on. Because, see, we get sometimes so caught up in the spiritual aspect of things that's going on. And God told us that we have to use wisdom. You understand what I'm saying? We have to use wisdom. There are things that's going on in the world. He said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Yes, we're not in the world, but we're living right here, right now, where these things can go on. Am I afraid? Am I scared? No, I'm not, because I know who my Lord and Savior is. But still, if you go to 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, didn't Paul tell you about the dramatic thing that went on that was so bad, so terrible, that he said, if you have everything inside of a room, every type of sin, every type of problem that's going on, if you have your faith and you read the word, you know that God is there while that's going on, and his plan is bigger than yours. No matter how big you think the situation is going, as Brother Johnson is speaking about how these trucks are going, as we heard about the faults and how these people are doing, no matter how big this is, God is there, and God has a bigger plan, even though we're seeing those things go on. So, yes, he's supposed to spread the knowledge about what's going on in the world, because people need to be waking up and using some wisdom, and because God uses who he chooses to bring about the information. It could have been this man with the knowledge that he has. It could have been a bum on the street that will pull up on you and tell you, I've seen some trucks with some missiles on it. Are you going to dispel that? Because, what the word is, remember, the word is a seed that's planted.
Let me jump in. I appreciate that comment. I appreciate you, that. And y'all check this brother out, Brother Harris, for real. I perceive in my spirit that he definitely have something to say over at, let's see here, you said it's called, what's the name of your show one more time?
It's called Let the Truth Be Told Real Talk with the Minister Harris.
Well, I appreciate that, and I want to let Brother Johnson jump on here. We got a few minutes left. I'm going to, if you have another comment, just a little later on, just hit one to get on your phone. But we only got like 15 minutes. I want him to have the last words. And please do invite him. And anybody else that want to invite this brother, before he goes, we're going to give out his contact information, because there needs to be more Joseph Johnsons coming forth. I know y'all know some stuff, just like this brother right on the line right now. Minister Harris, he knows some stuff. So, Minister Harris, thank you for your comments. Serious. I'm going to get back to Joseph, but thank you for chiming in, okay?
And thank you, too, Brother Johnson and Five Stones, man. You know, I'll be checking you out, from time to time, man. And like I said, man, keep on bringing the truth, man, because it's let the truth be told.
Well, I appreciate that. I really appreciate that.
And
well,
now,
like I said, we got a lot of people out here, just like Minister Harris, that know the truth. And you don't have to just listen to just myself. There's so many other people out here that they got just as much truth. I don't have no franchise on truth, and neither does Joseph Johnson. But I want to jump back to, I want you to nail something down. Well, first of all, go ahead and give your contact information, just we're talking about you, Joseph. And then we may forget. I don't want to forget. How can people get a hold of you, get them on your show, get you on their show? Quickly, can you give them some contact information so we can move on with this Chinese? I want to mention something about the Chinese in 60 miles outside of Texas.
Okay. Brother Harris, right? My telephone number is area code 804-289-0596, and you can call me anytime. 804 area code 289-0596.
Okay. All right. Now, I just happened to notice this video, and I mean, this thing is serious. I mean, I already know it's serious. I mean, how serious is serious? But, I mean, there is a lot of information on these Chinese outside of Texas. This humongous, there's large amount of Chinese outside of Texas. We don't know why this is, but, folks, y'all got to check it out. I put a link on in the chat room. Check out the video, but then check out the other videos associated. These are news people and regular everyday people that have submitted these videos. Check these things out, and I don't know what we can do other than just submit to the Most High and pray and ask the Father, what do we do? And bring on brothers like Brother Joseph Johnson. So I want you to finish your point. I want to finish up with solutions. What if people are listening today and they hear about these fault lines? You're saying basically that the fault lines are being tampered with to trigger earthquakes, that it's done on purpose. They're looking for genocide. They're trying to wipe some people out. Why all the reasons why, you can't go into. But you know, and there's lots of people saying the same thing with lots of people, with lots of proof. And I mean that, folks, serious. Why they're doing it, it could be a spirit of murder. It could be prophecy fulfilled. It could be the fifth seal in the book of Revelation. You know, the Most High does have his hand in this. I told y'all early on that the United States has played, it's almost like a play. At first, she was the hero in the play. But at the end of the play, she ended up being the villain. We have broken down many nations, caused many nations to be destitute and poor, and we've caused, blood is already up to the horse's bridle. We've caused so much bloodshed. Well, sooner or later, the chickens come home to roost, or we have to reap what we sow. Now it's time. We have been told that our economy is about to collapse. We have been told it by preachers. We have been told it by economists. We have been told it by scientists. And I cannot remember when those three entities agreed, preachers, scientists, economists, all united, saying the exact same thing. And strangely, the word seemed like backing them up. If we are the whore of Revelation 17, we have got to be like, we have got to end up like every whore on her back at some point. How does that look, Brother Joseph Johnson? How does it look? If America's going to fall, how does that look? That's my question to you today. So what are you saying in a nutshell? Because we got 10 minutes, and it's going to go real fast. So what are you basically saying to the American people in a nutshell? This whole show, if you can put it in 5 minutes, do it, and then the last 5 minutes, let's give the people solutions. Because the solutions is not real long. It's simple. Turn to the Most High, trust him, get closer to him,
This is a time to really seek, because I'm telling you, the Most High is the only being that can stop the kind of stuff we talk about tonight. Getting weapons and guns and blowing the horn, letting everybody know what's going on. Even, I mean, letting the truth be known is not going to stop. Just for everybody being informed, look at 911. I mean, look when America went to Iraq. The whole world was crying out against that war. It still happened. So in just letting the world know what's going on, that's not the solution. We got to make sure that this is supposed to happen, and it's the Most High's will. Okay, Father, where do you want me at so me and my kids can be protected? Go ahead, brother. You got 5 minutes.
Right.
Please let us know in a nutshell what you are saying, and then the last 5 minutes, give us your solution.
Okay, I want to say this first. See, the Most High done gave up on the United States because he done came through for the people in the United States back in the 80s because they was planning an invasion back then. Remember I told you that the Most High sent a storm down there and messed all that military stuff up? It's down there now in caverns, flooded out. And the people here in the United States haven't changed a bit since. He don't gave up on the American people except those who are vigilant, watching and praying, and has that spirit of Jeremiah who weeping and weeping and weeping why the people don't want it come back home. Won't for the Most High, we would have been overthrown back in the 80s. All of Russia's military logistics is down in Mexico now, in them caves now. Billions of dollars worth of Russian military equipment. And the Most High flooded it out. He sent a terrible storm down there. He done gave up on America. That was the grace period then. And where I got this source from, it was from 4-star generals. I caught them on an interview. That's the only thing stopped them people from invading the United States back in the 80s. And what changed? Nothing. They still killing the babies. They took God out of everything. Homosexual rights. Come on, man. United States is through. He only going to help those who want to help themselves. Brother Phil.
I'm here. Okay. Now in a nutshell, what would you say, what have you been saying the last 2 hours?
It's just people need to pay attention to this celestial body that's coming our way. And
you're talking about the comet, the blue Katrina.
Well, no, this is the red Katrina. This is that celestial body that's gonna take peace from the earth.
Now, let me ask you something real quick, because there's a little comment on heart. Somebody was talking about heart real quick. I know we don't have time. Real quick, for Jersey Blue, the Jersey
right,
Blue
guy. I wanted
guys.
To respond
quickly.
To that. It's not heart that doing these earthquakes. The earthquakes been coming due to these alignments, like the earthquake in Chile. What was it, February 22nd of 2010, and the Japan earthquake. All that coming from these alignments. That's why the fishes and the birds and all of them been dying, because it's been manipulating the magnetic what would you call it? The magnetic poles and things. Because them birds and them fishes, they got sensitive sonar systems, and this thing been interfering with their sonar system. That's why everything is out of whack. So if it happened to them, what you think will happen to us? Not the righteous man, the ones that's striving, being vigilant. See, all that is a sign. We're supposed to watch all of that and know that this thing is for real. And,
okay,
and when
solution.
Solution,
you got 5 minutes. Solution, what is your solution?
Try to find
now,
underground.
Now, just for the record, we've been mentioning solutions all night, but I just, you know, just so people know, all y'all is wait till the last 5 minutes. We've been talking about solutions all night, but I just want you again, in a nutshell, solutions.
Well, see, it's like this here. If you go and get you some underground shelter, who knows? The angels will come and keep your company. Got to go underground because this sun getting ready to act up. And what scares me the most, you got the best scientific minds out there. All of them has opinions, but they know there's some out there on our way. But I'm going back to the book. It's the Red Kachina, the Red Dragon. It refers to Revelation chapter 12. Who's stalking a woman to try to eat her baby when it come out? The fifth seal is getting ready to be bust wide open. Because when this thing come and head on out, that's when the military going to come out. They're coming after the saints and the dissidents and the political leaders and the military boys. America is ready. I don't know if they're going to win it. I don't know if they're going to win it, but they ready. They're keeping their powder dry.
Let me just say this, and to Kingdom, thank you, good seeing you. I know that the show can continue 1 hour after the show, but we're going to lose everybody that's listening on the show unless they call the phone line. So the phone lines will continue to hear me, but everybody else will leave. So I normally cut off right at that time because of that. I used to go over, but I let lose so many people till, you know, it's not worth it. But anyway, next week we're going to have this brother on maybe one last time. So I just want to thank everybody. We just can't finish this thing up. I just want to say trust in the Most High, and I'm probably going to lose y'all in like 30 seconds, but thank y'all for listening. Those of you that still, we'll probably talk another 10 minutes because I'm not quite done with the solution. But thank y'all for listening, those that's listening on the Internet, and those listening on the phone lines, just continue to listen. Remember, you can listen to the archive and hear the whole thing, those of you that I will lose in about probably 15 seconds. So thanks again, and I would say what I always say, awake Zion, put on thy strength. Awake Zion, put on thy strength. And that is to real Hebrews out there. So, and that's everybody. You know, it's time to tighten up and really, really pay attention to what's going on now. I.M. Pick said something that I want to address. She was saying that she don't have enough money to really go into the research that it calls for, and she might be right. You know, you got to have a lot of money and resource and power to find out really what's going on. But you know something I found out, folks? We can also know by the Holy Spirit. I don't mean to get spooky and all that, because some of y'all is not really down with the Holy Spirit. You're not really. And by the way, 540-415, Minister Harris, it looks like your hand is up for a question. So if you don't mean that, hit 1 again and it'll go away. But it looked like your hand is up for a question. So if it don't go away, I'll open up the line and see what you want to ask. But if you don't have a question, just hit 1 again. But I wanted to add my 2 cents into the solution. It's very important we understand that we don't have to know every single thing that's going on. I'm going to say it again.
We don't have to know every single thing that's going on in our world to be a part of the solution. We have a family. We have ourselves to be concerned about. And Most High know how to take care of his family. We just need to know what it is he's calling us to do. Because the wicked, even if we did have the money to find out what's going on, we would be in seminars all day long. If we had nothing but the truth, like Obama has, well, I don't even know if he knew all the truth, but even with President Obama and the CIA, I don't even know if the CIA and the FBI, you there, Brother Johnson?
Yes, I'm still here.
I want you to hear this. I don't even know that the CIA, FBI, I don't even know if they all know the truth of what's going on. I'm serious. I don't really know that when Obama and his chief joint of staff sit down, that they really know all the truth. I'm getting some feedback. You might want to turn your radio down, Brother Johnson. But I don't know that President Barack Obama know really what's going on to where he can say, here's what's going on. I see this whole thing. Because there are some things Satan is doing, and there is something that the Most High is doing. Both of them is horrible. Or horrible as in it's judgment. Everything bad ain't God. Everything that's happening that's calamity and bloodshed, it's not necessarily Satan. Some of it is judgment straight from the Most High. Then some of it is Satan, because comes to kill, steal, and destroy. It has nothing to do with the Most High. And all news you see on TV is not crime. Some of it is judgment. Some of it is demonic. Even if we had enough money to know exactly all the truth, all the governments and what they're doing, who's robbing who, I don't know if we'll have enough time to sit down and even hear it all. This is a big old planet. There's a lot of things happen on the black market and illegal, and there's so much happening. We can never know it all. Nobody knows it all. Organizations don't know it all. But we can know what the Most High have for us and our families. And that's what we're talking about tonight. We know generally what's going on. America is being judged. Whether this brother's right, Joseph Johnson, talking about the fault lines, talking about the coming comet, the invasion of the Chinese, the fall of the dollar, because we do owe China everything debt-wise, and so maybe they're going to try to cash in on what the debt that they owe us, and they know that the United States won't pay, and then they're going to go to war. Maybe that's how the war is going to start, Brother Joseph. You ever thought about that?
Well, like I said, I don't have nearly half the questions. Answers.
Well,
I
was just saying that because I don't know the solutions. And I want to say one more thing, and I want you to end this. But all I'm saying to the listeners, this is just my solution. This is just Brother Seth now sharing his solution. We can never know all of it.
Even if
we had enough money and power and we had Bill Clinton on a fast, we can call him on the other line and get him on. Even if Bill Clinton came on and told us everything and we knew everything about Skull and Bones and everything about everything, Bohemian Grove, every single thing that these people out here are doing, we would have enough time. Sooner or later you'll fall asleep. We wouldn't have enough time to hear all this stuff in a week, in a month, in a year. It's just so much information. It keeps the FBI running
thousands of agents. CIA got thousands of agents. The Pentagon got thousands of agents. The military got thousands of agents. That's how much is going on. Do you really think you can know all of that? I don't even think it's for us to know it all. We just need to know what the scriptures have to say, that there is coming a kingdom that is going to crush all of the kingdoms. We need to find out how do we make ourselves a part of that kingdom. I know it sounds pie in the sky and spooky, but folks, the Most High is real. His word is going to come to pass. We're all kind of like pawns in the game. Submit yourselves to the Most High. Turn your life over to the Most High. This is not a scare tactic. Read the scriptures. Find out who Christ was. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Read the scriptures. Read the whole Bible. And submit yourself to this kingdom coming. And if you do, I believe with all my heart, if I do and you do, and we listen to that voice inside of us, it'll tell us to take a vacation when this thing is about to happen, or it'll tell us to go up north or wherever we need to go. We may just be going through the Ozarks thinking we're going to Chicago and some boom happened, and we end up staying in the Ozarks protected from everything. Some kind of way the Father know how to protect his children. We just got to be obedient children. Brother Joseph, go ahead and end this. I'm going to let you have the last word, sir.
Well, Yeshua said, watch and pray always that you be kept. Watch and pray always that you be found worthy to escape this destruction. We doing what he said to watch, because that's the only way we can measure time is by seeing what the wicked do. That's all I'm trying to do, measure this time. So when the tribulation kick in, I know. I'm supposed to know when this tribulation happens, because it's an act he's supposed to commit that will begin the countdown.
Well, folks, I thank everybody for listening. I want y'all to know something else, and I'm so glad I thought to say this. This is a wonderful way to end this show. I'm going to make a comment, and then I'm going to play a song you must listen to. It's by the New Jerusalem Choir in Israel. You must hear this song, okay? I'm telling you right now, don't hang up. Don't hang up. Listen to the New Jerusalem Choir, and we'll just meet next weekend. Don't forget this Saturday. Brother Seth, myself, Five Smooth Stones, will be talking about the coming kingdom. We're going to start a new series about the coming kingdom. This is on the International Israelite Forum. The International Israelite Forum will talk about the coming kingdom, more about this kingdom on Saturday at 3, excuse me. It'll be, I think the time says 11 a.m., but it most likely is going to be at 11:30. Just check closer to Saturday the time on that. I'm switching jobs and don't really know what it's going to be. Folks, I want y'all to know I love y'all. I'm so thankful for this brother Joseph Johnson. He really don't know what the Most High have put in him, but I'm sure that many of you are going to give him a call and let his voice get out there. He ain't even talked a dot of what's inside of him. So I just want to say this, okay? This is a good thing. What we're talking about tonight might seem gloomy and sad, but folks, listen to this, brother. The Bible says it's a time to rejoice. Now, somebody say, how in the world is that good news? What if you live in a third world country and the people that was beating you down, the bully that was pushing your country around like a big bully, has finally fallen? This is why they was rejoicing in 9/11 when the World Trade Center failed. Because the bully
fell for at least a minute. Then the bully got right back up. But what's about to happen to America, United States specifically, is going to be catastrophic. Catastrophic event is going to happen either way. Go be it. You pick which one. Either the falling of economies, collapsing, earthquakes and fault lines, Chinese trying to cash in. That just came to me just on the show tonight. I bet they're going to demand their payment. They're going to demand, we owe them so much, they're going to demand their money, which they can do. And we're going to say, we don't have it. And they're going to declare war on us, and these Chinese are going to come from every which direction. That could be it. I can't imagine what other reason could it be. Folks, it don't matter what it is. This whore is going to fall. Yes, I know you love this country. We all grew up in this country, most of us listening. But when the Most High, it is time for you to be judged, the best thing you and I can do is try to find out where do we go for safety. This is a big type of New Orleans. This is New Orleans all over again. This is Katrina all over again. Brother Joseph Johnson is saying, here comes Katrina. You need to leave your homes. Here comes Katrina. You need to leave your homes. We have safety for you in another place. You need to leave your homes. We have safety for you in another place. That's the warning. But how do we leave our homes? It's not quite like leaving your home. But what do we do? You've got to get your instruction from the Most High. And you'll be taken care of, and your smile will never fall. Your joy will never cease. You can have peace in the midst of this storm. They say in the eye of the storm, that's where the peace is. Brother Joseph, any last words before I play on my last song tonight?
You said it all.
Well, anyway, next week we'll try to do it. We'll try. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I said you said it all. You know, that was a good closer.
Well, my brother, thank you for coming on again. I'm going to go ahead and mute you now. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. We'll finish this out hopefully next week because I know you're not done. So we'll finish this out next week. I'm going to open up this line. I think this brother might have one more comment. 540-415, if you do not have a comment, please press 1 on your phone right now. Otherwise, I'm going to open up and ask you the question. Let's go ahead and open up and see what he has. Brother Harris, Minister Harris, do you have a last comment?
Yes, I do have a last comment, and the comment is simple. I will pray for you, and you pray for me. Because our conversation that we're having tonight is in heaven, and we need to know that. And our Creator is going to always make a way for us to escape. He will not put anything on us that we cannot bear, and the devil is definitely a liar. So just
True.
Have faith, continue to trust in the Lord, and he says, you always confide in him in everything you do. And if you do that, you can't go wrong because he can see things that we can't see. So just keep that in mind and bless all of you out there, you know, all of you that trust and know the Lord, you know, because you'll be safe in his word because his word shall make you free.
I appreciate those words, Minister Harris. I really appreciate those words. And I'm going to try to get around and listen to your show. I thank you. I'm going to go ahead and mute you, but I thank you for making those last words. And I like that, brother. I like that, Brother Joseph. You hear me? I like that, brother. I just like his spirit. So I'm going to try to get around and hear his show. Brother Joseph, I don't thank you enough. I'm going to go ahead and play this song. I want everybody to check this song out. Listen to the words, and we'll catch up with this brother next week for final episode. If he can wrap it up in knowing him, he probably can't. So anyway, Brother Joseph, I'll meet you. I want you to check this out. And
tell me what y'all think of this song, you know, next time we meet, okay? This song has been heavy on my spirit, and I think it's a great time to play it, okay? Here we go. New Jerusalem Fire Choir, kingdomofyah.com. Black Hebrew Israelites.
I apologize. I'm going to start this over just to make the devil a lie. I want y'all to hear this. I apologize. I'm having a hard time with this. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Let me start this over. Thank you.
Oh,